A legendary ornithologist died last week. His name was Dr. Alexander Schutch. Since the 1930s, Schutch had studied the birds of Central America. Reporter and bird enthusiast Brad Klein visited Schutch at his farm in Costa Rica several times over the years. His last visit was earlier this month. He has this remembrance of a man known to bird watchers as the author of one of the first field guides to tropical American birds.
I first met Alexander Schutch in August of 2000. 96 years old, he was living on land that he had bought in 1941 and rarely left. The city of San Isidro in central Costa Rica had grown up around him, and now his 200-acre property is a remnant of tropical rainforest surrounded by agriculture. The forest is hot and humid with the green riot of vegetation that is familiar to the tropics. Giant blue morpho butterflies float along the path, and everywhere is the sound of birds.
I was born in the city of Baltimore, but soon after that my parents bought a farm out in the county, Baltimore County. It was really
rural. We sat on the small wooden porch of his modest house. There was no telephone, and in fact, he had just connected to the electrical grid a few months earlier. His back was bent with age, and he was almost deaf, but his eyes and his mind were clear.
My father would bring me pets of one kind or another. I had pigeons, so I early became fond of birds.
He had recently published what would be the last of his more than 25 books. He seemed to enjoy having visitors and telling his life story, how he'd received his Ph.D. in botany in 1928 and traveled to Panama to study bananas for the United Fruit Company.
Well, I was working it with a microscope in front of a window. On the other side of the window, river-sailed hummingbird built her nest. Sort of diverted me from my botanical studies, and I was completely captured by the birds.
As soon as he could, Schutch moved to Central America and almost never returned to the United States. There, he lived an extremely frugal life, studying birds, often from dawn to dusk.
I was walking along a ridge one day, and I found a brown jay's nest. The brown jay is a big, noisy jay that lives from southern Mexico to western Panama.
Schutch watched this nest closely, and in the 1930s, at the beginning of his career, he made his greatest discovery. He saw that several individual jays, not just the parent birds, were helping to raise a single family. He called the phenomenon helpers at the nest, but it's more widely known now as cooperative breeding. Scientists have since found this form of avian daycare in more than 100 species. So why did no one notice it before?
Because they weren't studying tropical birds. Most of the ornithologists who came to the tropics before that were killing tropical birds, collecting them.
Schutch freely admits his own work builds on a tradition of scientists who used shotguns to collect birds for museums. But breaking with that tradition, Alexander Schutch watched, just watched birds, intently, for some 70 years. He published detailed life histories of some 300 species. Where do they nest? What do they eat? How do they live? He also wrote wide-ranging essays on philosophy and even religion.
Well, I can't see any evidence of any God that we can conceive looking after the world, looking after creation. The universe operates itself, you might say, without any divine supervision.
What are the attitudes that you have chosen?
To preserve it and understand it and enjoy it. That's to me, is a sufficiently religious attitude. Not to harm anything needlessly.
Alexander Schutch died last Wednesday, just 8 days before his 100th birthday. He will live on through his many books and his property, which is now a nature reserve, open to the public. His assets he used to endow a scholarship program to promote the further study of the lives of tropical birds. For NPR News, I'm Brad Klein.